The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. It's the greatest irony of the liturgical year. On the first day of winter, Sacred Scripture tells us, "For see, the winter is past." The reason why the winter is past is because of the O antiphon we have today. O Orient, O rising dawn, splendor lucis aeternae et sol justitiae, splendor of eternal light and sun of justice, veni et illumina sedentem in tenebris et umbra mortis. Come and illumine the one sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. Winter is past because that orient, that rising dawn, that rising sun of justice and splendor of the Father's eternal light has come into the world. So no matter how long the darkness of the day, light has dawned. We see that, for example, in the Gospel, in which Jesus illumines John the Baptist in the darkness of Elizabeth's womb, making him leap for joy. We see it in the Song of Songs, this great hymn of Advent, essentially. And then Christmas, when those sitting in darkness and the shadow of death, those weighed down by the various vicissitudes of life, hear God coming across the mountains, leaping across the hills, even before he had the tiniest defeat in Mary's womb, crying out, "Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, my dove, and come." That Orient is coming to help us rise up with him, just like the sun rises. He wants to lift us. He wants to change the season. He wants to help us sing a new song. Literally, that song of the dove to be heard in the land. That song inspired by the Holy Spirit. Just like Elizabeth, inspired by the Holy Spirit, cried out to Mary. Just like Mary, as we'll hear tomorrow, cries out to the Lord in your Magnificat. But we won't hear it tomorrow because it's Sunday. But in the December 22nd liturgy. The Lord is coming to get us out of the darkness, to lift us up, and to help us to sing with joy. I've always found it interesting that when Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out, she didn't cry out, "Who am I that my Lord should come to me and my son and my house, etc.?" She cried out, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Because that light of the Father from all eternity, that dawn, was mediated. It was brought by Mary. In the same way that we, having been raised by that Orient, become his means to bring that light to others. A lot of the times we do that by the reverence with which we greet them. You know, Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, was able to recognize that there was something different in Mary. And likewise, God wants to fill us with that same, so that when we meet people who come on in, we feel incredibly privileged that this person for whom Jesus died, this person Jesus created in the beginning, this person whom Jesus loves eternally, has been entrusted to us, if even for a moment. To have that type of light radiate from us when we see them can truly lift them up when they too are in darkness. Today the church celebrates a great saint of this light. St. Peter Canisius was a Jesuit who reformed many of the universities of Germany. And when the church needed someone to smuggle into Protestant territories the decrees of the Council of Trent, because it was a potentially death-receiving assignment, and the first one who had sought to bring these documents into the church was almost killed, the church chose St. Peter Canisius because he had such a reputation as an educator and was respected in those territories for his brilliance. And he carried the 250-page tomes, many of them, as he traveled from one place to another, reforming the reformers, trying to help them in the midst of the darkness of ignorance see how the light continues to shine in the midst of the corruption that they had seen in the church, that it was where you would find the Lord still. He brought many back. He taught so clearly, writing a catechism that was so necessary before the official catechism of the Council of Trent had come on out, to help be that source of light so that people would be able to see it and walk in it. And he did it so effectively that he himself was declared a doctor of the church. The Lord wishes to use us in the same way, having been illumined and raised by the Lord, to go out into the midst of winter and help them to see that the light is rising. The great way that the church prepares to celebrate this great feast is here at Mass every day. As you know, churches throughout history were built ad orientem, literally to the rising dawn, so that with Mass is being celebrated at daybreak, when the priest, facing the Lord together with the people, would raise up the host, they would be able to see that in parallel to the rising sun. And when the Lord Jesus comes down, and we do have that elevation, it's meant to be spiritual high noon, so that that light shines in all its force, that no matter what we're experiencing, everything's different. No matter how bad a day can get, if we have the practice of having this type of interior dialogue with the Lord, as if he said, "Would you go through all of that to have the privilege to receive me today?" Each of us would say, "Absolutely, Lord, I would go through it all." Because when he comes, he brings that light, and he brings it every day. No matter how much difficulty or suffering we might experience at any other given point of the day, no matter even when we're tempted toward despair because a situation is bad, or we're overworked, or we're incredibly fatigued, he comes, rising, and he says to us, "Arise, my beloved, and come." And we get up from the place where we're sitting in darkness, and like a gazelle too, run to embrace him.